To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We represent Fall GA, throw it up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. 45 minutes of football. We'll do as much NFL as we can with an NFL no huddle in just a minute. And as soon as we lose steam, then we'll switch gears and do a bunch of college football. Because Saturday was awesome, and yes, the playoff is upon us, and 12-team and all that. We're also finding out where some teams are going to bowl games as well. Some teams deciding not to go.
Yes.
So others get to go.
Yeah.
For instance, Georgia Tech's going to be in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Yes, man.
Because Notre Dame doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
So good for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, man. I mean, you get to play. They play BYU, right?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I just saw that Texas, Michigan are playing down in the Citrus Bowl.
That's cool.
So, I mean, you got some different matchups and things like that. So, whatever these kids want to do, I'm not mad at people for opting out teams. Yeah. I think it's soft as hell.
That's the hard part.
But that's just me. That's just how I think about it. Because, I mean, we're on Notre Dame, but, I mean, Iowa State, Kansas State.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not just
Yeah, there's been plenty of teams that have opted out and everything like that. And so you move on. If they get in there, shout out to damn Kennesaw State.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Kennesaw State. As you know, I didn't know what to think. And for him to go in there, and year one, Andy.
Yep.
Conference USA champions.
Yep. Year one conference championship. They're keeping him.
And they're keeping him. Yeah. And they're saying, because I know that he probably was in line for some other jobs. Sure. Saw his name for the USF job, Memphis job. No, Memphis hired Coach Huff, who left Marshall, went to Southern Miss. Now he's going to Memphis. But, yeah, then they said they're going to keep him and give him a new contract and everything like that. So, I mean, that's just –
Jerry Mack is who we're talking about.
Yeah, because Mack.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's just freaking awesome for him and that school and that program to be able to just, you know, because – when he was hired, we knew why he was hired, because of who they fired. And the guy who, you know, a lot of people had a lot of respect for over at Kennesaw.
I don't know him all that well, but we had him on a couple times, and he was always really fun to talk to, Coach Bohannon.
Yeah.
And, you know, seemed weird, the timing and all that, but turns out looks like they knew what they were doing over there at Kennesaw State.
So shout out to Kennesaw State, bowl-bound Conference USA champions.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. But, yeah, it's going to be – it'll be interesting, because I know you said App and – did they ever find a team?
App found a way into a bowl game because somebody opted out of it.
Has anybody found somebody to play Georgia Southern?
Yeah, App.
Oh, it is App. Yeah. Oh, I thought App was in a bowl against another team.
Yeah, okay. No, so App State and Georgia Southern, which
is a rivalry.
Awesome rivalry.
Which is a rivalry, yeah.
Like a really heated rivalry.
Yeah.
And they're playing in Birmingham, which is accessible easily to both fan bases.
Right.
When we first found out that's what it was, Ashley was like, oh, look, App made a bowl game.
Right.
Because a bunch of other teams opted out. I was like, whatever, man.
Whatever.
Okay, that's another chance
Put your flag up.
Yeah, okay. We'll see what day Washington's bowl game is and all that. And, I'm not proud of it.
Have you?
It's somewhere. I don't know yet.
Holiday?
I think so. Hang on. Yeah.
Holiday Bowl?
No. The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl.
The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl?
The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl against Boise State.
Get the hell out of here.
And that game is being played very soon. That game is on December 13th.
What?
So, yeah. We could get our today's the 8th. But yeah, we're kicking things off.
Yeah,
you got South Carolina State, Prairie View, A&M in the Celebration Bowl right here in Atlanta.
This is going to be a great game.
And then you got later on that evening, Saturday night, 8:00. Get to your TVs.
Yeah, man.
Boise State and Washington in the Bucked Up L.A. Bowl.
What is Bucked Up?
I don't even know what Bucked Up is.
I don't either. But I know if we keep saying it. Keep saying it a lot.
That'd be a great name for like a cash transfer app, like a Venmo.
We're gonna mess
but
it
like
up.
A cool Venmo.
Bucked up.
Oh yeah, he transferred it over. Now I'm bucked up. I'm just saying.
We gotta find out what bucked up is.
I don't know what it is. So we'll have our flag up for that, and then app doesn't play for a couple weeks, so you get the app flag up.
There you go.
But yeah, no app. Georgia Southern in the bowl game.
That's good. That's great. Yeah,
that's
an old school Division I AA rivalry right there, man. Yep. So,
and they played earlier. It's a pretty good game, too.
Yeah. So if some people want to, you know, play last time with your teammates and everything, then you go back to it. A lot of these players, most of the players are going to opt out. I mean, are we sure Notre Dame would have had a full roster anyway?
Well, that's the thing. I know everyone's saying that they're opting out because they're crying they didn't get in.
Well, they are.
Fine. And if you want to say that, be my guest.
Yeah.
You're not entirely wrong. In fact, you're pretty right. And also, it's fun to make fun of Notre Dame.
Right.
But it's also like teams are just decimated if they don't go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like,
we've seen players leave with their teams in the playoff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but if you're not in the playoff, you're definitely leaving.
Yeah.
We talked about how one way to maybe improve bowl season, and this would be really hard to do and probably dangerous, but like if you wanted to let the guys transferring in play in the bowl, let them play. Get out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you're transferring to Washington to play next year, get out there in 5 days. Play against Boise State. Let's showcase what we got.
So Vanderbilt's going to play Iowa in a bowl game.
All right.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, very disappointing. I would love to see Vanderbilt against, like,
anyone in the playoff.
Yeah. A Vanderbilt-Texas rematch, maybe.
Or just, like, yeah. And no, like, Iowa certainly plays how they play, and it's effective.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not going to be fun to watch that game.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, Iowa is going to play like Iowa, even though it's a bowl game. I would love to see Vanderbilt play against, like a Duke or something like that. And both teams just kind of go up and down the field and score a ton.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. But
Instead, we got Iowa at the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Yes.
In Tampa. They all got new names.
Yeah, man. Everybody new product. That's why I said bucked up. That's got to be the first year of Buck.
Yeah, first year last year, probably.
Oh, okay.
it's an energy drink.
Okay. Bucked up.
Bucked up.
There you go. And it's in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
I like L.A.
Well, it's good for Washington and Boise.
Yeah. Like,
easy travel. All right. Well, why don't we just do this since we've done 9 minutes of college? We'll save the NFL no huddle for like 10 minutes from right now and get to all the stuff that happened on Sunday. And we can spend the next 5 minutes or so talking about what happened on Saturday. Let's start with the Georgia Bulldogs. Probably the most complete performance of the year.
Yeah.
Is Texas.
Texas was up there. But Mississippi State was like that.
Either
too.
Way, just a thorough, impressive, dominant, very clear statement made by Georgia on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it was one of those things where you kind of first couple drive, you're filling each other out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get them backed up and then you call the block. And then it's executed perfectly. And then you're set up with the momentum. You go in, you go score, and then you're off to the races. Meaning, you know what? You're flying around, because the one thing about Georgia is the last time they played Alabama, they couldn't get off the field.
Right.
They were getting off the field on third down.
Yep.
They were rubbing up. They were wrapping up. They were tackling. They were doing a lot. They were getting the ball out. You know, when guys maybe had a chance to catch it, they were able to get the ball off of them a couple times. So I thought this overall, just offense, defense, special teams, coaching, everything was in Georgia's favor. Now, the penalties, meh. But at the same time, I thought they did let them kill him. Now, they got the touchdown on fourth down. This is a great play by Ben Grubbs. Georgia was bringing the heat. They allowed the pressure to come in. They were able to get the lineman out and the referee. And the kid, I mean, it was a great run by him.
Sure, yeah.
Jeremy
Bernard did a great play.
Great run by him.
The drive should have never happened.
No.
Like, was it third? Was it a sack on third down?
Yes.
When the personal foul penalty happened on 15?
Yes, you just can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
You just can't do that. I mean, everything is going so well, and yet you get up off the field and you give them opportunity. Second man's always caught.
Yep.
You know, and so then you give them you saw how Kirby lost.
Oh, he was all
because you're like, you can't, like, we're playing so well right now. We got them up against, they're against the ropes right now. Let's go for this knockout blow, and that you let them get a standing eight count.
Yeah, and then they got to the quarterback again. The ball's tipped in the air, and the tight end catches it. Very easily could have been an interception.
Like, oh.
And then a deep ball a couple plays later, 15 again. Tough drive for him.
Yes, he had a rough one.
He had a rough one.
He had a rough one.
Overall, just fantastic. Obviously, they stuffed the run. I mean, Alabama has not been good at running the football all year, going to be especially hard without Jim Miller.
And they kept it that way, though.
Georgia just wouldn't let them.
They kept it that way. You're watching these young players, Cole and these other edge players are getting better and better, Andy. You mentioned it earlier. You're almost there. You're flushing them out.
Yep.
But you're not getting them on the ground, and they're still able to make plays. Georgia's getting the quarterback on the ground. Now, I think that's they had three yesterday. So I'm trying to think. I mean, going into what game? The Mississippi State game, they had nine.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got about 12 since then or something.
Yeah.
Like
no, they've been
– Yeah.
Not, they're not like elite at getting the quarterback on the ground, but it looks good.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's better. It's totally serviceable now.
Yeah.
And, again, if they're stopping the run the way that they are, and running the football the way that they are, they're going to be hard for anybody to beat.
Yeah.
And again, that they got a bye. They're the third. Now, my only if I'm griping about the 1-12, mm-hmm. honestly, Georgia should have been 2.
Yes, for sure.
Like, I mean, I guess the argument is if you're going to like keep continuity or whatever, you're not being penalized for losing your championship game. Now, Ohio State was because they were number 1 and they fell down to number 2.
Exactly.
But that would have been hilarious if they had just kept Ohio State at 1.
Yes.
They're like, well, we're not penalizing it because Alabama didn't move.
No,
they lost by 21 points.
Yes.
And they stayed right there at 9. Meanwhile, you know, BYU lost and they fell. And
I thought
Virginia lost and they fell.
BYU, like, I was like, okay, BYU's playing pretty solid
at
to start the game.
Yeah.
And then Texas Tech defense just took over and just like, okay, enough playing around with y'all. We about to beat y'all damn head in.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what
And
they
I know
did.
They're in the 4 and they get a bye and all that, but they're the one that, you know, obviously it feels like Indiana and Ohio State are for real. That was a tough, hard-nosed, old-school Big Ten game. If Ohio State doesn't miss a chip field goal,
chip
probably
shot
goes
field
to overtime.
Goal. God, yeah. I mean, that was a chip shot field goal that kicker missed, man. Because, I mean, you want to talk about just a physical. And I don't know if he was kidding or what, but I hope, Bobo, you got to find this for me. Like, Mendoza, I've never heard him talk before. I never heard Mendoza talk.
No, I think that was real.
Was that real?
Yeah.
The squeak?
I think
the
so.
The pitch?
I don't know.
I mean, you're excited.
What do you think he's doing a silly voice?
I don't know, Andy.
No, I think that's how it sounds.
But man. I heard him. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It
hold
was,
on.
Yes. Maybe because the way he got hit that first play of the game.
And that was the thing. When
maybe
he got,
that knocked
when,
his voice
when
loose.
When he got hit that first play, I was like, whoa.
Uh-oh. If he's hurt,
it's a wrap.
Yeah. Now, again, pretty cool. His little brother's the backup.
Yes.
Comes in one play, hands it off. He goes right back in. But that also, I feel like that's huge for Indiana, too, because it's like people still, just because of the brand and all that, you look at them and they're like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like Ohio State's going to smoke them.
Yep.
And on the first play, their quarterback gets absolutely destroyed.
The hell out.
Came right back and he was fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, all right, you knocked me down. Get up off the mat. Get right back on the field and keep playing. And look, man, say what you want to say. They are undefeated in the Big Ten.
Yes, they are.
They are 13-0.
They are the number one team in America.
The number one team.
They got
America.
A hell of a ball coach who, if you don't like him or whatever, it don't matter. That dude can coach his ass off. And they got players, and they got a rough and rugged ass defense.
They really do. That's the thing.
And rugged defense. Yeah.
If you hadn't seen them play much, and I'll be honest with you, I watched the Oregon game earlier in the year, and I watched like most of the second half against Penn State because they were losing.
Right.
But I didn't watch a ton of Indiana this year. You saw that defense.
They are
like that's the difference.
Yeah, man.
And their quarterback is better this year too. Obviously, Mendoza's probably going to win the Heisman.
Yes,
but their defense is a serious college football playoff like top end defense.
Rugged,
mm-hmm.
And they were being rugged with them. Ohio State, man, they really, really were, man. And so good for Indiana and Cignetti. Obviously, we talked about Texas Tech. Texas Tech just kicked the absolute dog butt out of.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is like I think everyone agrees Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, kind of top shelf.
Yep.
Texas Tech probably goes right up there.
They up there, man.
They're good.
Because their defense is just.
And they might have the best defensive player in the country.
He's.
Ohio State might also.
Yeah. join the morning shift every Friday for Tailgate at Home. It's presented by Publix. Our man Squid Billy will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And then you can text his back. Make sure you tag the morning shift. That's Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
All right, this is second hour of the radio program brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll come back, get to an NFL no huddle after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Whoop, whoop.
Bow. Monday afternoon, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy.
Get back.
With you. We'll get the phone lines open again in 20 minutes for Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. Really, really good, I think, on-point calls at 1140. Everyone's kind of in the same place of, we're not even really, you know, we can talk about yesterday. Yesterday was awful. We kind of know what it was, but you also kind of know what it is. We're talking about what's going to happen next and big picture stuff. But look, if you want to talk about yesterday, that's fine. We can get into the details of that. We can also go big picture, whatever. Like one of the guys told us he was having chili for lunch.
Yeah.
That was the best part of any of the calls we got.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's having chili from Wendy's on a cold day.
On a cold chili day.
Yeah, it's a good cold chili day. All right, but we'll get there in 20 minutes, so load them up, 404-726-0929. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. You want to do some NFL no huddle here?
Let's do it!
Good action from Sunday. All right, we'll just run down these scores in chronological order here. That Bengals-Bills game was nuts.
It was awesome.
It was awesome in the snow.
I hate playing in snow, but I like looking at it.
Right, yeah, it's fun to watch.
I hate being in it. But, yeah, what a great game. Josh Allen was absolutely phenomenal.
Let's hear Josh Allen do Josh Allen stuff.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket. 40, 30, down to the 20. Allen looking for the end zone, and he's in for a 40-yard touchdown rip. The Beast has been released.
He was awesome. Yeah, he was awesome, man. And Joe Burrow was great until he wasn't.
Yeah,
until he wasn't. The two picks, yeah, like back to back, you know, was pretty bad. But they were both awesome yesterday. And like when you look at, and we'll get to the other games. This Buffalo shot, man. It's Buffalo shot because I don't know what the hell is going to happen with the Chiefs. Obviously, the Ravens are struggling.
Colts.
That was a touchdown. The Colts. They're done.
They're done.
They're done, man. Poor Danny Dimes. I'll give his nickname.
It really sucks. Daniel Jones. He was already hurt.
Yeah.
But now he's injured.
Yeah.
And he's going to miss the rest of the year, seemingly.
Yeah.
Obviously Anthony Richardson can't play. They have no idea what his timeline is.
Shout out Jacksonville, man.
Riley Leonard.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I was like, but yeah, shout out to Jacksonville, man. They're taking care of business, man. And, you know, they're one of them teams to beat because when you look at the South, it's between the Jags and the freaking Texans because the Texans, they aight offensively.
They're okay.
They aight.
Yeah.
But that damn defense.
The defense is nuts.
And the way they be hunting. Yep. They were looking for Patrick Mahomes. Yesterday, mm-hmm. they were hunting.
And whoever caught the ball.
Like, who's
number four?
I don't know, but he got that guardian cap.
He got rocked.
Oh no, you're talking about, I thought you were talking about the Chiefs. Oh, that's the Chiefs.
Okay, that's Rasheed Rice.
Oh, he got his ass knocked the hell out.
Because all their receivers kind of have a similar build and like single-digit numbers, so I get them all confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I mean, those guys in the secondary are out there. I mean, obviously, Kelce kind of bobbles the
ball's behind him.
Behind him. Here, Mahomes is, after the game, talking about what he told him after that drop.
I don't have to say anything. I mean, he's a champion for a reason. He knows what it takes, and he's made that play 99% of the time, and I got to give him a better chance with the ball maybe more on his body. So, I mean, I'll never question that. I'm going to go to those guys in big moments. Those guys have made plays in the Super Bowls. They've made plays in AFC Championship games. So, obviously, it didn't go our way today. I have a lot to do with that myself.
Yeah, he wasn't good yesterday.
Oh, he was awful.
Yeah, he was not good yesterday.
I think it was his worst statistical game in his career.
Yeah, and it looked like it, man. He could not get anything done. He missed a couple touchdowns. Hollywood Brown was wide open on one. He underthrew it, you know.
14 for 33, no touchdowns, three interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 19.8.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Houston, man. They were bringing it the whole game. Will Anderson and them. They were, and that secondary for the Texans, I'm talking about, they were putting wood on them. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about when Rasheed got his ass knocked out, I mean, that was a clean damn hit, too, right in the shoulder pass
and dropped him
and straight dropped him, man. But, yeah, Houston, I mean, you still got C.J. Stroud. He's working his way back in and all those different things like that. But, I mean, just the fact is how much pressure Patrick Mahomes was under yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that's that, right? I mean, you never count out those guys until it's official.
Well, they're not going to win the West. We know that.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, they're not going to win the West.
They're a million games behind the Broncos, but it's going to take some doing to even get into the playoffs. Yeah. And I don't know, that shot of Kelce on the sideline after that interception, just kind of like almost defeated looking, sort of like, I don't know. I don't know if that's sort of the lasting image of the season, but it feels like that at this point. If they sneak in, who knows?
It could be.
I don't want them.
It could be.
They sneak in the playoffs. I don't want to play them.
Yeah. The craziest one is definitely Cleveland, Tennessee. Okay. I thought Shadur played really good, Andy. Now, he's still holding the damn ball way too long. But holding the ball, he made some plays yesterday. Nice touchdown run. I told you, I love Harold Fannin. Loved him coming out of the draft. I love this kid. Him and Shadur had this rapport together. Obviously, he hits a big play to Jerry Jeudy. And they score.
Yeah.
And they're down two.
Right.
And then
you got to get two to tie.
Mm-hmm. And then you take your quarterback, who just led you down the field, you take him out the game.
Which is a questionable decision in the first place.
They now note they have been running Wildcat on two-point plays.
They have.
Okay, fine.
That's not what they did.
That's not what they did.
You want to hear what they did?
Let me hear this, Andy. Let me hear this, Bo.
Browns need the two to tie the game.
They're going cat.
They're going cat. Wildcat. Judkins with Whitehart in the backfield. Two-point conversion to tie. Back to Quinshon. He's going to fake the reverse. He's got it. And now he may throw. Now he reverses field. Now he throws it back all the other way to the other side, and it's incomplete. Oh, my. What was that? He faked the reverse.
I think he was supposed to pitch it and decided not to. But here's the thing. You got Shadur playing so well. Leads you down the field twice, and you turn it into a gimmick play from the two.
It's unbelievable, because my thing, I'm looking at it, Buck. I'm like, did Quinshon Judkins know what the play was?
I don't know.
Did the receiver who was coming for the – I mean, it was unbelievable how bad that looked.
It was awful.
Coming like, was it a – okay, yeah. Okay, so Judkins was supposed to fake reverse it.
It looked like he never practiced that play.
Fake reverse it, then he was going to run it, then throw it all the way back. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
was that the first two-point conversion they tried that day?
I don't know. But I know against Raiders, they did a lot of Judkins in the pocket.
They've done that.
They've done it. But why in that position would you do that? I mean, Kevin Stefanski looked like he wants to be out of Cleveland. To me, it just seemed like the Browns are taking all – I mean, this dude's won Coach of the Year twice.
It's true.
All right. So it seemed to me like Cleveland's taking all – everything about him, man.
Yeah, I mean – can't have been a fun year,
yeah.
Just given what it was coming into it. Like, all right, we're starting Joe Flacco, and we got two late first-round picks behind him.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to have to play out this process throughout the year.
Yeah, man.
Knowing the spotlight that's going to be on it, too, because it's Shadur.
Yeah.
God, that's what it sounds. But Shadur played awesome yesterday.
Yeah, he was really good.
380, three touchdowns, ran for one, too. Like, he was all over the place, which is pretty
He played good.
Pretty cool to see.
Look even more wide-dealing game.
Yeah, we don't need to see anyone. So the Vikings got beat 26-0 last week and then came back and won 31-0 yesterday.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy actually played pretty decently.
He was all right. Yeah.
Commanders are just – it's just a cursed season for the Washington Commanders.
He goes down. He went down again yesterday talking about Daniels man. Just sit him down, man. Because he is – he's at a point now, like, something worse can happen.
He's the future of your franchise, and this season is toast.
You got to get younger on defense.
Have him be healthy for opening day next year and try to get back to good.
Yeah, you got to do all that. The damn Steelers, I mean, give them credit, man. They went in there and won that damn football game after all the stuff that's been going around their organization. Fired Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers played pretty good yesterday.
But Lamar's not right,
and that was a touchdown.
Oh, yes, that was a touchdown.
That was a touchdown.
Yes, he had the ball with 2 feet, and he was extending it and all that. That was a touchdown.
Yes, that was definitely a touchdown. Makes you irritated with that about that. But, yeah, they just can't – they're just not ball. I don't understand why they don't want Derrick Henry anymore. Like, just run him. Just run him. Lamar is
– 25 carries.
No, he needs 30.
Okay.
He needs to be around the 30 area right now, man. But yeah, good for them. I mean, that nobody wants to win in North, it seems like.
Yeah, there's a lot of divisions like that. Nobody
Nobody wants to win.
NFC South is kind of like that, too.
Yeah.
I know we're not doing them in this segment. We're going to do them in the next segment with phone callers and stuff like that. But, like, Tampa lost also to the damn Saints.
To the damn Saints.
Like, Tampa's lost 4 out of 5.
Yes.
And just, like, anybody want this division? Nah, the Falcons have lost 7 out of 8.
Yeah.
So we don't want it.
The Falcons definitely don't want it.
It's all yours.
The Falcons don't want it. I guess the heavyweight was Chicago going into Green Bay. And Jordan Love plays so good. I had a stat up about when he's blitz, Andy. Dude, this dude's money. And Watson is back, which is a big deal because he's their alpha receiver.
Yeah, because they lost Kraft.
Yes, they lost Kraft.
They lost Kraft is such a big deal.
But he is their alpha receiver, and he played alpha yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was really, really good. Bears still had a chance. Caleb Scott threw the ball earlier. When you're bootlegging out, I know you want to get set and everything, but when that tight end pops that quick, you got to find a way to get the damn ball to him because that's a touchdown. Cole Komet's wide open, and then when you set, you allow that safety to recover and make the play. But if he just gets his head around and just throw the ball like damn Cole Komet, that's a damn touchdown. But, it's so funny watching the handshake because, obviously, Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson don't like each other for whatever reason. Fine with me.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, fine with me, whatever.
More of that, please.
Yeah, I
love when these guys – because all it means is, like, there's, like, a – you know, like, one sarcastic comment on Wednesday and then a quick handshake.
Yeah.
It's not like anybody's going to fight each other.
Oh.
Nobody's doing the old Jim Harbaugh where he tried to rip Schwartz's arm
off.
Which
was one of the funniest things ever, dude.
I don't think Schwartz won another game as a head coach.
Because that just seems so unnecessary how hard he
Harbaugh
shook his
took arm. His soul.
That just seemed like that was just so unnecessary how hard he shook his hand.
I love it.
It was so damn funny, man.
The Rams are good.
Yes, they are.
They bounce back.
Yeah, we don't. Puka Nacua.
45-17 over the Cardinals.
Puka Nacua just did Puka Nacua things. And then the big one tonight, I mean, you got the Chargers. I'm assuming that Justin Herbert's going to play with that left hand.
Well, he's got stat projections on Prize Picks.
Okay, it hasn't been official or anything yet, but yeah, they got the Eagles. Eagles are out there in L.A. They got to figure out a way to get that thing done.
Yes, man. The Eagles need this win.
They got to figure out a way to get that done. And how about the damn Dolphins, man?
I told you.
How about the damn Dolphins?
Dolphins are playing pretty good.
How about
good.
The damn Dolphins?
Now, they're taking advantage of, like, a nice little lull in their schedule, but the Dolphins have won 5 out of 6. Remember they lost that game to the Browns 31-6 and looked like they quit, and everyone's like, fire McDaniel. Then they come in here and curb stomp the Falcons, and then they've won 5 out of their last 6 games since all that.
Yes.
Like, 34-10 over the Jets.
Yeah, man. How about
pretty,
that?
Pretty good.
Wait, no. You're talking about a coach, a team who looked like they were on the verge of everything.
Yeah, no.
And then
we thought they might fire him that week leading into the Falcons
game. And they
game.
Battled for their coach.
Yep.
They battled it out for their coach, man.
They're going to get back to 500.
Yeah, man. They have the same record as the Chiefs.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Same record as the damn Chiefs.
They sure do.
Yeah.
And they got the Steelers next weekend.
Yeah,
on
man.
Sunday Night Football. They could beat the Steelers.
Yes, they can.
Bengals? Who knows? They might go to
the playoffs. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, if the Dolphins sneak into the playoffs,
Mike McDaniel's going to get extended.
That would be one of the all-time stories. Now, they're pretty far out.
Yeah.
They're 11th right now.
Okay.
I don't know. Wow. Something to watch. That'd be really fun. All right. We'll come back. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Again, like we said at 1140. If you want. You don't have to. No pressure. If not, we'll do a back page with Bo and we'll have some fun. But if we have full phone lines, we'll take the phones. It's up to you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, back into what Georgia was able to do in the SEC championship game on Saturday, college football playoff announced, all that good stuff. We'll get there in the 1 o'clock hour. And, I mean, we've sort of done a kind of choose-your-own-adventure in the 40s today with Falcons fans. Like, look, if you want to, sure. If you don't want to, fine. It's up to you. Phone lines are open. We had full phone lines at 11:40. They're only half full now.
Okay.
So I don't blame people for that.
All right.
Well, I guess Bo's still answering, so they might end up completely full. But, we'll do the same thing at 1:40. And again, you can do AMAs if you want, or you could do Falcons phone calls. But look, you know what it is. They got embarrassed yesterday at home.
Look at that crap.
It's the the kickoff return right now is on television. That's where it really flipped, obviously.
Yeah, man.
And now they're officially eliminated from the playoffs. So the pride in math is now just pride. No more math. Yeah. There's no math to be mathed. Their season is, as far as the playoffs are concerned, going to end in the same place it has the previous seven. That's eight straight now. Thank God for the Jets.
Yep.
Because the Jets lost yesterday, and so now they're mathematically eliminated, and they've missed the playoffs for 15 years.
15 years.
But the Jets did beat the Falcons 2 weeks ago, so let's not celebrate too hard. Ken is in Evans. Hey, Ken.
Fellas.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, so the funny thing, man, about being a Falcon fan, it's the most toxic relationship ever.
Yes.
Because the whole time I'm at the game yesterday, I went to the store two times. The store is packed. Mm-hmm. We have fans that love the team. Yeah, they may not have been in their seats, may not be out there, you know, in the midst or whatever, but the stadium was full. You know, people out still tailgating in that nasty weather it was.
Yep.
And I'm looking, and the toxic relationship with the Falcons goes to Arthur Blank, because Arthur Blank is such a good man, and I feel like a great owner. It's just something that's not translating to the field. Like, when I look at the hires, yeah, I think Arthur Smith was a great hire, but he never had a quarterback.
Right.
You know, and he just really came. I think that Saints game, how he, the pandering and just how he was conducting himself, I think that got him fired. And I think that him firing Dan Reeves a year too early or a few years too early. I think that would have helped Vic with more maturing as a man and possibly a player. I know that's a lot to put on a head coach, but Jim Moore just wasn't the right hire. And if you look at what Petrino did with Lamar, imagine what he would have been able to do with Vic. So I think Arthur just got a lot of bad luck, man. I think he really goes out to really put the best on the field. That's why it's hard to hear people talk bad about him, even though it may be true.
Right.
It's just hard. But, man, thank you for taking
the call. Thanks, Ken.
Appreciate it, Ken.
You just got to separate it.
Yeah.
Like, the man
yes,
is –
because I have a hard time sometimes.
It's a different conversation.
Yes, it's a completely different conversation.
And, of course, it can be difficult when you live here and do this job. And, like, last Tuesday we're at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. The Arthur Blank Hospital that he built for those sick kids. That is the work of a good man who's giving back to the community that's given him so much. But that's over there, and that's right.
Right.
And that doesn't what I'm about to say after this does nothing to this. The football organization that he owns has not been good.
No.
That's Theotizi.
Yeah.
He's a great man who does great stuff, and the football operation hasn't been good. That's as simple as that.
That's what it
now,
is.
If I'm, again, like, and I think a lot of this is where we kind of get, you know, this is what it is for a lot of people. If you're him, how do you keep going down this road? That's my question. Is like, you're a guy who's had so much success in so many different avenues. Like, if the result was the same in any of the other endeavors that he is in charge of, you would shake it up.
Yep.
You would change it. You would be like, all right, well, this clearly isn't working. We got to strip this thing down and start over. But they won't. And that's the confusing thing.
Yeah.
The one part of the portfolio that he has, and he's got a million different things going on, seemingly many of them, all of them very successful, except for this one. You know, you'd think that you would apply the same logic to that one that you do to all of them.
Yeah, but I think he has a, I don't want to say, because I don't know this man, and does he have a hard time, because there's other people that run his businesses that are his Rich McKays of his other empire.
I'm sure that's true.
You know, and so does he have a hard time of separating those two? And so, obviously, because this would be if Rich McKay is gone or whatever, it would be a huge shakeup.
It would be a really big deal.
It would be a really big deal if that's the case, if he's out along with Ra and Terry. One thing about Ken, I'm not trying to go back on your point, but Mike was going to do Mike regardless of who the head coach was.
Yeah.
That was just, Mike had to
have. Yeah, don't put that on Jim Moore.
Yeah, don't put that on Jim Moore. That was going to happen to Mike, one way or the other.
Yeah. All right. Jordy is in Covington. Hey, Jordy.
Good morning. Good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Jordy.
What up, man?
Hey, I was at a game yesterday, and the fans were there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from what you could see on TV, I guess they were there. Mm-hmm. I blame myself. I went to the restroom at halftime, and I came back.
I told
you.
Me too, man.
Yeah. You got out of your blocking lane there.
Yeah. But on the real, I don't know what to say about the Falcons, man. I've been a season ticket holder since the Dome, man. That's still my team, but something got to change. I don't know if it's from the front office to the players or something. It's like they play with heart and then they don't play with heart. It's like I don't. It's maybe they're not playing for the coach no more. Maybe they are. I don't know, man. But we got four games left. It just needs to hurry up and end so I can focus on something else. But I also. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to my youth little football team. We made it to the championship, and we fell 1 point short of winning it.
Who? What's your squad name?
Georgia Heavy Hitters, man.
What's your squad name?
The Georgia Heavy Hitter.
The Georgia Heavy Hitter. Shout out to them fellas, man. Good job, guys.
Well done, coach.
Good job, coach.
Well done, coach.
Came up 1 point short, man. But
we'll
be back. It's a first-year program.
You'll be back. Thank you, Jordy.
I love it.
Thank
way
you,
to go, Jordy.
Appreciate it.
Way to go, brother.
Don't blame yourself. It's not your fault.
No.
You had to pee.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. It's so crazy.
So did they. They just did it down their legs.
Yeah, man. But, you know, Jordy out there working with the kids. I'll be looking around because my cousin – Corey, you met my cousin, tall cousin. He coaches his son, Zachary. And I forget what team they are. They some bad dudes, man. Them little dudes be out there balling. And my little cousin, Zachary, I'm watching this kid play. I'm like, damn. He's like a big cuz out there, man.
That's great.
Zachary, and he's such a good, quiet kid. But that you get him on a football field, Zachary taking folks' mouth off. that be hitting like Ray Lewis out there, man. But, yeah, shout out to all the youth programs who are in there. you know, right now around in their championship games. Also, high school, I don't know what happened this weekend as far as it. Carrollton, I know they beat Grayson last week. I don't know if they won this week or not. Didn't Gainesville, didn't they play? Well, they did. See, I asked Daddy when I go outside.
Daddy will get us caught.
Yeah, Daddy get us caught. Yeah, Daddy get us caught.
Joel is in Augusta. Hey, Joel.
What's going on, Andy and Randy, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, no, but hey, man, y'all, that was a win for me. Let me tell you how. Okay, check this out. I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? So I called one of my cousins that, you know, they got a little bit of money. You know, they able to afford some real nice. They see the ticket holder. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I called them up and I asked them if they're going to the game. They said, no, you can get the ticket.
Right.
Man, I was able to take my girl, man. We shot at a nice section, man. We were down there at the AMZ lounge, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was eating lamb chops and Jack and Coke.
Well, that sounds like
we're good.
We're good.
I'm glad somebody had fun.
He had fun.
Somebody had fun that wasn't wearing white and
exactly,
blue.
Exactly, man.
Thank you, Joel.
You got to take advantage of them things. Yeah. You get like, because I call you Sweet Andy.
Oh, yeah.
About sitting in the Sweet Andy, not Andy Sweet.
S-U-I-T-E.
Like yes, okay. Right? People were saying, what you say? It. You know what I mean? Sweet hey, Andy.
You call me what you
want. You're going to go, like me. When Bo gets them damn the Truist Club?
Oh, I know.
Dude, I'm taking full well advantage.
Nothing makes me feel
nothing
fancier and more like arrived.
Yes.
Than when we get to go sit in the
Truist Club. Because I'm telling you now, there's never, everything's always like empty cup. Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
if I got a little swig left, yeah. I'm going to get me another. And them little fancy little cups I
yeah,
like,
too. Yeah, the nice metal ones.
I like the cups I like, too.
That's great.
Hell
and
yeah.
And also because like there's the, what's the other one? The Xfinity Club is there, right?
Yeah.
And that's really nice. And then you walk through it to get
that's
to the
Delta.
The Delta Club. The
Xfinity's
Delta Club,
upstairs.
Okay, the yeah. Delta Club's really nice. But you get to walk through those people yeah. that think they're fancy.
Yeah.
And then you walk into the even better part, and they're like, where are those guys
oh,
going?
Dude, that's the greatest part, because how so they be much. Looking like, yeah, they were free, but
with
you
the guarded
tell.
Door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you really don't even notice that there's even a door and a exactly, club back there exactly. unless you're paying attention.
Until somebody yeah. like me walks until, real until I walk, slow
I'm talking
it.
About slow and then turn back so everybody can see me. Oh, yeah.
When, plus, I got to do what Joel did this year, too, because he called. It was like late on a Tuesday or something, and you ended up with some tickets. And so me and Ashley got to go, and she had never been down there before. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling like a real big shot taking
oh, yeah.
my wife down there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. We took the family, and then like it was one ticket short, one wristband. I was like, Bash don't need one, dude. He's like, no. Nah.
Great.
We just snuck bashing us, like just hold them tight. And we just walked right through. Boop, boop. They knew we were Bo.
Yeah.
So they didn't worry about nothing.
Good to go. I'm glad Joel had a good time. Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
They had lamb chops at Michael's thing. Not a big lamb guy.
Oh, yeah. I like lamb chops.
I wish I could like lamb. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You
I
feel just, bad for the little,
I,
the no, little lamb?
No, you know, I don't feel bad for animals other than dogs. Meaning that only dogs. And this damn fish I forgot to feed while they were gone. But he's alive.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, man.
My damn show kept forgetting. I sure forgot to feed him while they were gone. But he's alive.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the fish still alive.
Good, good.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think just the first, and maybe it wasn't prepared the first time I ate it.
Yeah, it's a bad
lamb. Because I had it one time, and I was just like, okay, I'm not doing
this. All right. Richard is in Buford. Hey, Richard.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hey.
I just had a couple things to add to this. Nothing bad about the Falcons because I think enough's been said already.
Sure.
But a couple things. One, I just had to say that for the Blanks, and that includes the whole family, I think it's time for them to seriously do some soul searching because they're really at risk right now of losing an entire generation of fans.
Makes
because
sense.
You're talking eight seasons of losing
that.
Seasons.
Yep.
And this is a time that kids are, like,
yep.
choosing their teams that they're rooting for.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's going to be hard for them to be rooting for a losing team. And the second part is I didn't know I don't know how he did in St. Louis, but what do you guys think about getting Spags in here? That's all I had to say.
All right, Richard, thank you.
Spags in for what?
I would not to be the head coach.
Oh, I play for Spags.
Yeah.
No, let Spags do what he's doing.
Yeah. Maybe he'll come here and
I was like, let him go do what he does.
But, you know, that's something we talked about last week or the week before is, like, you go a long enough stretch, like, you got to have a blip at some point.
Because
mm-hmm. people, you fall in love with a team for some reason,
yes.
right? There has to be a moment, a thing, a run, whatever. Like,
right.
the 2016 run, you got a bunch of fans off that.
Yeah.
Like, you got a bunch of new, young, even some older. Like, you get bandwagon people when you have runs like
yes.
that. If you go long enough without that, he's right. Like, we mentioned this last week. Like, there's 15-year-olds that don't remember the Falcons in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's prime fanhood age.
And that's one of the things when you look, especially nowadays, these kids, a lot of, whatever you want to call it, is that they're more fans of players now.
yeah,
you know,
brand player. Yeah, yeah, it's a little different than it's like, been.
Yeah.
And they don't have that either.
They don't like, have that.
The brand is not strong.
It should be because it's Atlanta.
It should be. Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with them, and talking about the Falcons going forward, I mean, you got to get everything. You got to get the right people in here. And you might have to go outside your comfort zone to do that. I think Raheem was a comfortable hire. I think Arthur Smith was a comfortable hire. I think all of it was. I thought Mike Smith was a comfortable hire.
Where did the Arthur Smith comfort come from?
I don't know. I never ever. And this is just this is. And I've been like this always with my thought process. When you're hiring coaches, look who the quarterback was and how they looked at it was from a standpoint. He did this with Ryan Tannehill, so that's saying something,
right?
You know, because that was all I heard about him.
If he could do that with Ryan Tannehill.
Exactly. I kept hearing that. And I was like, well, that don't mean it'll work here.
Yeah. Also, you know? It was fine.
And then I always go back
not like
to everything
they won a
else.
Championship.
They didn't win a championship, and Derrick Henry was in his prime.
Prime Derrick
You know,
Henry.
Not saying that Arthur was not qualified to be a head coach.
Of course. But good coaches was, have good players, generally. Yeah. But yeah, there was always that easy, like, well, okay, but don't forget.
Yeah.
I also think that one of the worst things that ever happened to Arthur Smith was he convinced himself that he could do that with any quarterback because he did it with Ryan Tannehill.
Exactly.
That's how the whole Desmond Ritter thing happened. Because he was like, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Uno, Nuno. Yeah, we got me.
Yeah. And so that's why I was always like, whatever, man.
Yeah. But I think with any hire, especially unproven guys that haven't done it, like you can look at any coordinator and be like, well, yeah, he's got this guy, this guy, and this guy. But then sometimes they get hired and they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other coordinators that, I don't know, maybe you're not as fired up about, you're not as convinced they're going to be great, and then they go on to be great head coaches. If it was easy, there wouldn't be 8 openings every year, right? It's not easy.
Yeah, man. Oh, that Kirby thing, I'm assuming that was happening. That did true. I went up to Ty Simpson and told him he was a great player and not to ever touch our blanket hedges again.
Kirby. Man. I'm always going to be a Washington fan. But damn, if I was a kid right now looking for a team, it'd be hard not to be a Georgia Bulldogs fan living around here. You know what I mean? God, that's a cool thing to do. All right, we'll come back. We'll give you more context on what Randy was talking about there after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.